come to this happy place, welcome. Disneyland is your land.
All aboard.
We have ignition.
Welcome, foolish mortals.
Oh, look at all the people.
People that start the show rolling.
Permanecer sentados, por favor.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 350, Word on the Main Street podcast. I am one of your hosts, Sean Lords.
And I'm Brian Lords.
And we have a show for you today, believe it or not. Here it comes. So,
better yet, here we are.
Here we are. Yep. We're already in your ear holes if you're listening to this. So,
and if you're not, you have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah, good for you. Good for you if you haven't made it this far. But before we begin, we do want to let you know this episode is presented by All Enchanting Ears, Yvonne Paradise, Beck and Ruby Lords, and Mr. Bill, oh no, Schirkenbach. They're all members at buymeacoffee.com/WOTMS. And then, of course, we need to thank our beautiful, talented sponsor, Get Away Today.
Absolutely. There's that starting recording cough. Get Away Today is, of course, a fantastic travel agency to work with. And if you need to get away, make sure to contact them today. They're going to do their very best to make sure that you have the most magical trip possible, whether that's to the Disneyland Resort, Disney World Resort, Aulani Resort in Hawaii, Adventures by Disney, Disney Cruise Line, or some other non-Disney, less magical destination. They're going to be there for you every step of the way from the time that you book your trip until the time that you return home. So let them help you make sure that your trip is perfect. Definitely recommend taking advantage of their layaway plan. A lot of folks are getting their tax refund, which we like to refer to as Disney money. And it's time to start getting those trips booked, but you don't want to put all of your tax refund into a trip. So why not get a layaway plan started, and you can just pay it off as it gets closer and closer. And as long as it's paid between, I think it's just like a week before your vacation. Now that they have digital tickets and they don't have to mail you your travel package. Everything's all digital, so I think it's a week before is when you have to have that paid off by, and you're good to go. So, if you want to get a trip booked, of course, be sure to let them know about our promo code. That is, of course, Main Street Pod 10. That's all lowercase, the number 10, and that is going to get you $10 off any two-night or longer Disney travel package. So you can visit them in their office in South Ogden, Utah, online at www.getawaytoday.com, or give them a call at 855-GET-AWAY. That is 438-2929.
And of course, that $10 can get you many, many things. But I am literally looking at something on the Instagrams right now. From Disneyland Foodies, that's the account. They were talking about those chocolate chip cookies over at Harbor Galley. I don't know what the hubbub is about these chocolate chip cookies, but everybody's talking about them lately. They're warm, gooey chocolate chip cookies. You can get a 6-pack for $6.49 and a 13-pack for $12.49. They're just over there at the Harbor Galley. I've seen like huge lines for them and everything. It's super weird. But they look all right. Looks like they may have like salt on them or something. But anyway, you can use that $10 to get you some cookies on the house. At least a 6-pack. So we'll give you a 6-pack just for booking with Get Away Today.
Definitely not from eating the cookies.
No. For eating
the cookies. You're talking about a 6-pack of cookies.
Yes, yes.
Well, yeah, we cannot give you a 6-pack.
Nice, if hard could, washboard 6-pack of cookies.
Yes. That's about all we can do. I hope they're not hard cookies.
No, I hear
That
they're
would be
soft.
disappointing.
More like my belly.
Right? I identify with that entirely.
I like my cookies like I like my belly.
Yeah.
Soft and warm.
Yes. Amen to that.
Good stuff. All right. Let's head over to this week at the Disneyland Resort. The hours are pretty simple. March 14th through the 17th. Disneyland is open 8 to 12, DCA 8 to 10, and Downtown Disney 7 to 1. And then March 18th through the 20th, Disneyland's open 8 to 12, DCA 8 to 10, but Downtown Disney decided that they can't stay out that late on those days. And so that is open from 7 to 12 instead of 7 to 1 like the previous days. So apparently Downtown Disney is getting a little too tired staying up till 1. They need their beauty sleep, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, Food and Wine Festival is going on now through April 22nd. So you've got a little over a month left to enjoy that food and that wine and that festival. Should be a good time. I did see, and I totally spaced even like talking about it or looking into it while I was looking at some Disneyland stuff. I noticed over at DCA, they have those beverage education and tasting seminars. I think we talked about them. Didn't they used to do like celebrity things?
They used to have like celebrity chef things, and they may still. I don't know the whole schedule of the Food and Wine Festival, but they usually will still have cooking demonstrations, some of which are by like celebrity chefs or like some of the Disney chefs.
Yeah, I'm seeing some wine things with Tony Lombardi, Taylor Saris, Nat Combs. Don't know any of these people. Yeah, it's just mixology classes and wine seminars.
Right up our alley.
So, yeah, I'm not seeing the celebrity things this time around. Maybe they're unable to get celebrities. I don't know. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe they just didn't want to pay for it. It's
I'll
possible,
come cook
too.
For somebody.
Me, too. Me, too. This is how you make a hot dog boat. That would be my...
There are probably like 99% of our listeners that are looking or listening to this
what
thinking,
is a hot dog
what
boat?
On earth is that?
Let me
it's
blow your
mind.
Yeah. So you get some hot dogs, preferably all beef hot dogs, in my opinion. None of that mixed meat hot dog stuff, unless
Even
you're into
that.
That
is what we grew up on.
That is what we grew up on. But my tastes have evolved. And it's not the same as a nice all beef hot dog, you know? So get yourself some
sure.
Ballparks or some Nathan's or go to your local deli or butcher shop or whatever. Grab you some.
That's my preference is our
some
local
real good,
deli.
Yeah, they make good ones.
Champion Meats.
Champion Meats. But yeah, you grab some of them and you fillet them real nice. I don't know
that's
if that's.
A fancy way of putting it.
Yeah, basically you cut them in half, but not all the way. Make them flat. And then you put them in the oven so the hot dogs cook and they're all nice and hot. And then you have already made these mashed potatoes and you put them on top of the hot dogs after
Make
they're
it
cooked.
with real potatoes, not
Real
flakes,
potato. Oh,
no
yeah.
instant potatoes, real potatoes. That's
You can.
Only option.
But it is better that way.
Yes.
And then you put some delicious cheddar cheese on top.
Extra sharp.
Extra sharp is always good. And then you put it in with the broiler on just to melt that cheese over your mashed potatoes. Then you take them out and you've got what's called a hot dog boat. It's delicious. So if you give it a try, let us know if you liked it.
For all I know, that could be like a Lord's Family special.
It could 100% be Lord's Family
That
recipe.
could be like a Marlo Lord's original.
It's possible. I swear I heard our dad say something about how he had it at school.
Interesting.
But I don't know if that's, I don't know. I could have dreamt that for all I know.
Yep. Who knows?
But give it a
maybe
go,
in Germany.
folks. Yeah, maybe some weird German fare.
Can you imagine that with like a brat?
That would be pretty good.
Some potatoes and cheddar.
Oh yeah. We should, we could level that up.
Might
Do
have to
brats, maybe some like garlic mashed potatoes.
Yes.
And
Yeah.
then I don't know. There's gotta
Some
be a
kind of
fancier
fancy
cheese.
cheese.
Yeah. One of them hoity-toity cheeses.
Right.
Yeah. Interesting. Who knows? But
Might have to
anyway.
toy around with that recipe.
Send us your photos of your hot dog boats.
Yes.
Let us know how it was.
Tell us
Super
more about your
unrelated to
experiments.
Disney.
You know what I might try doing? I might try smoking them.
Well, that would be good. Smoked hot dog boat. Yeah.
Yeah,
We should have
try
a
that.
food podcast.
We should. All the random crap we try.
All right. Where were we? Food and wine through April 22nd. Closures, Disneyland.
Food and wine to hot dog boats.
Astro Orbiter. That'd be my booth at the Food and Wine Festival. We just have different kinds of hot dog
All
boats.
about boats.
I was going to say hot dogs need boats. Hot dogs need boats, but you wouldn't understand that. But if Sean Rapier is listening, I think he would get it. Anyway.
Sean, write in. Let us know if you got it.
Hot dogs, hot dogs, hot dogs, hot dogs, hot dogs, hot dogs, hot dogs needs boats. Anyway. All right. Astro Orbiter is closed. It's set to reopen the 22nd of March. So just in a week and a half or so. Haunted Mansion is closed. No set reopening date. Sailing Ship Columbia is closed with no set reopening date yet. California Adventure, Incredicoaster, and Redwood Creek Challenge Trail are both closed for refurbishment with no set reopening dates yet that I have found. But yeah, that's it. It's all. Nothing else. So
nice.
enjoy those full hours. It's a good full hours for that full menu of foods and wines and festivals that you guys should be enjoying. So let's head on over. Brian's Trivia Corner, where the trivia is at a 90-degree angle.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Brian's Trivia Corner. It is literally in a corner.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is once again trivia time.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw, indeed. And of course, as always, our trivia is brought to us by our good friends at allenchantingears.com. If you need some new Disney merchandise, some ears, or some other 3D printed goods, go check out allenchantingears.com. They've got some great products for you. There's so many different options for you to choose from. You have to go check them out, see what you can find that you really like. I've never received anything of poor quality from All Enchanting Ears. It's always a very quality product. They're always a big sponsor for our trivia night at Panax. So we appreciate them for that. And they want to show you some appreciation for visiting them and purchasing some stuff by giving you guys a promo code you can use from our show. And that, of course, is WOTMS10. That's the number 10. That's going to get you 10% off your entire order at allenchantingears.com. So go check them out. Order some stuff. You're going to love it. I guarantee it. If for some reason you don't love it, don't come after me. But I still guarantee
you
it.
Guaranteed it.
Yeah, you're going to love it. I'm not going to like reimburse you for it, but still guaranteed you're going to love it. They do good stuff. We love our friends at allenchantingears.com. So go pay them a visit. Anyway, let's get right into last week's question. And that question was, what was the first Pixar-themed attraction at Disney California Adventure Park? at the Disneyland Resort? I feel like this question might have been phrased poorly and people thought that it was the Disneyland Resort because I got some answers that were not California Adventure. It's all right, I forgive you. But yeah, I might have phrased this poorly. But yeah, the question was for the first Pixar themed attraction at California Adventure, which is in the Disneyland Resort. And that, of course, it's tough to be a bug. That was the first Pixar themed attraction. Of course, now we've got Pixar Pier that has all sorts of Pixar themed attractions and whatnot. So there's a lot of different things to choose from now. Of course, there used to be a Bugs Land that had a lot of your Pixar themed stuff. That was pretty much it for the beginning of the park. But It's Tough to Be a Bug was the first one that actually resided in Bountiful Valley Farms before it became a Bugs Land. Some of you may remember Bountiful Valley Farms, some of you may not. But it had always housed in that area, It's Tough to Be a Bug. Then it became a Bugs Land. Then they decided, let's build Pixar Pier and get rid of Bugs Land and build Marvel. And It's Tough to Be a Bug disappeared, which is kind of sad. I do miss it sometimes.
Yeah.
I definitely miss Heimlich's Choo Choo Train. As weird as that sounds, I don't know. I
Only
enjoyed
had the
that ride
pleasure
a lot.
once.
Yeah, that was
Once.
like a staple for our
It was
family. We
good.
My kids loved that one, and I grew to love that one because that usually was not something that I
That
rode. But
was funny.
after having kids, I learned to really enjoy that one. But anyway, the answer, of course, it's tough to be a bug. It was not Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters. I know a lot of you probably think that was the first one. It was not. I'm sorry if I phrased the question weird and you got it wrong because of that. But yeah, anyway, hopefully I phrased this question for this week a little bit better. And the question this week is, what attraction or what Disneyland attraction? Disneyland. Don't want to confuse anybody. Disneyland. But Disneyland attraction debuted in Tomorrowland on June 29th, 1974, and replaced the Carousel of Progress. If you know the answer or think you know the answer, please be sure to send that over to me. That's Brian, Bryan dot WOTMS at gmail.com. And I know it looks like Sean's a little busy with some family, but you can definitely contact him as well at Sean, Sean dot WOTMS at gmail.com. He for sure would love to get your emails as well. Don't just give the trivia love to me. Spread it out amongst the both of us. Anyway, moving on, you can always give us your love and support. First off, by just listening and subscribing to the show. We're happy to have you here. We know you got lots of different options for podcasts, and we're just grateful you choose us. If you want to support us more on the financial end of things, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/WOTMS and support us with some tasty churros. We, of course, call it Buy Me a Churro. It is buymeacoffee.com/WOTMS. You can make a donation there. We do have different ways we've talked about sharing some of the love back to you guys. We've talked about Word on the Main Street After Dark episodes. We might have to get some of those going here soon. Of course, you can also buy some merchandise at our T Public store. I don't know the address for that, but go find us on T Public, Word on the Main Street podcast. And like I said, biggest thing, subscribe and leave us a review. And of course, you can leave us a review at the following platforms, and that would be Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Player FM, TuneIn, Google Play, Amazon Music, Audible, Spotify, and Reason. Of course, you can also find us on all the social media platforms. We are most active, of course, on Instagram and Facebook, but we do still do Twitter. I believe it's X now. I don't know. But but find us in all those different places. And as we stated, you can always contact us by email at brian.wotms@gmail.com and sean.wotms@gmail.com. So yeah, those are the ways to contact us if you guys want to. Hopefully you do. I'm just trying to stall for time here at the moment because Sean is dealing with the dad duty while he's recording as well. So, but yeah, let's go ahead and get on over into our main topic. And our first topic here on the agenda, we've got... You know what? I'm going to hold off and let Sean get in on this real quick when he's ready. We had some FanX announcement recently. We had a new guest that's been announced for Salt Lake. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm excited for it. And it's a kind of a throwback to my childhood. LeVar Burton of Reading Rainbow fame. Those of you that are old enough to remember Reading Rainbow. He also was on Star Trek The Next Generation. I don't know if he had any Disney ties. I probably should have looked that up before I started talking about that. But as you guys know, we are big fans of the FanX Salt Lake Comic Convention. We'd definitely love to be able to see you guys there for that. If I remember right, it's September 26th through the 28th. I probably could look these things up rather than just telling you maybe. But it's going to be a lot of fun, whatever the days are. We can verify that later. But definitely come and check it out. You guys, we've got our promo code. Main Street, I believe, is the promo code on that. And that's going to get you 15% off your FanX tickets. So www.fanxsaltlake.com. We did already talk about a couple of other Disney guests that were coming. Lana Perilla from Once Upon a Time. She was the evil queen in that show. I'm trying to remember who else it was. Anyway. Keep your listening ears tuned into the show. We'll of course be updating all of you as we find out more guests and find out more about when our trivia panel will be, and hopefully it's something you guys will be able to make it out to. They did just end their site-wide 15% off of tickets, so the best way to get your cheapest tickets now for FanX is through our promo code. So again, that's Main Street is the promo code, and that's going to get you 15% off your tickets for FanX. And that's, it doesn't matter what ticket you buy. You could buy a day ticket, whether that's Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. You can get a whole pass for all 3 days. It's called their multi-pass. And then they've also got a couple other tiers of passes. They've got their, what they're calling Ruby Pass now. They discontinued the gold pass and now it's a Ruby pass. That gives you a little bit more benefit as far as different perks and things. So it is a little bit more on the costly side, but you do get some good perks with that. They've also got their VIP passes that get you even more. They'll get you some reservations and things to be able to use to book some of the more popular panels. But yeah, so it sounds like Sean's going to be away for a little bit longer taking care of some kiddos. So I'm going to go ahead and get right into our topics for today because I've blabbered on enough about FanX. So Star Tours, it's been changing a lot over the last few years, and it's about to get some more new material going with it. So Star Tours is going to be adding some new destinations, characters, things like that from some of the new Disney Plus series like The Mandalorian, Ahsoka, and so we're going to be getting some new destinations there and feature characters, and that is going to be starting on April 5th. So it's going to be coming in pretty quick. With these additions, it says you'll now have an opportunity to experience one of more than 250 storyline variations aboard the attraction, which is crazy to think about, but I guess different combinations of planets and characters, missions and things, you can experience a lot of different options there. So that's kind of exciting that they're going to be adding that stuff. I'm actually very excited about that. Always like seeing more Star Wars getting added to the park, especially to an attraction like Star Wars, where it's so easy to program those locations in now, and some of the like, projections and things for the different characters. So I'll look forward to one day seeing some of those destinations and characters from Ahsoka, The Mandalorian, and Andor. I actually need to finish the Andor series. I started it, but didn't get very far into it before I got caught up in other things. So I'll have to check that out. Let us know, of course, how excited you are for some of these new Star Wars opportunities, some of these new destinations you'll be able to go to. I would love to hear what everybody thinks about that. Let's see. I want to try and save couple of these other items for when Sean gets here. It looks like they are doing some new gate testing at Disneyland. They are, I don't know a whole lot about this, but if I remember right, they are upgrading the Magic Band, and they are installing some new entry gates for Magic Band. It says the new entry gate will open automatically after a guest scans their ticket and takes a photo. So apparently this sounds like it's going to be an unmanned gate from what I am reading here. It says the entry gate test model is part of the Disneyland Resort's plan to continue investing in the guest experience, which will include updating and enhancing entry gates at the theme park entrances, hotels, monorail, and downtown Disney District starting later this year. The updated entry gates were manufactured by the same company that produced entry gates at Disneyland Paris. After the initial test period, the entry gate test model will be removed for official construction and installation. Disneyland officials said the project will be completed in a phased approach to minimize guest impact and is expected to be completed in 2025. It is a nice looking gate, I will tell you that. From what I gather in that article, we are going to probably see the removal of attendance at the gate, which would be a little weird, but I think that's kind of an interesting innovation. Hopefully be able to find some other jobs for folks over in the park if they lose their spots at the entry gates. I mean, it's kind of interesting seeing all the stuff that's going on around the Anaheim Resort area. Here in a little bit, we're going to be talking about some of the things that are being addressed by the city of Anaheim. But before we get into that, it looks like they are also going to be selling a new popcorn bucket themed off of the little bird from Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. For those of you that have ridden the attraction or seen the attraction, there's a little bird in there. I believe the bird's name is like Chubby or Chubby. If I remember right from the article that I saw, I don't have a link currently. So, guys, this episode is just going to be crazy because I feel very unprepared to be taking this on by myself, but I'm trying to cover while Sean's taking care of some of his kids and their needs. So got to give him time to go be a parent. So the new popcorn bucket is basically that little bird from the attraction. It's a really cool looking popcorn bucket. Let's see. Oh, here we go. So yeah, it I'm seeing it spelled different ways. Some of it's C-H-U-U-B-Y and some of it's C-H-U-B-B-Y. So I don't know if it's chubby or chubby or whatever. But as this article says, he's the orange cartoon bird who lives in Runamuck Park in Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway at Disneyland and Disney's Hollywood Studios at Disney World. So it's just a little popcorn bucket based on that little bird. It's pretty cool. I don't know that it's something that I would probably go get. Like, I've not ridden the attraction, and maybe if I had ridden the attraction, I'd have a little more reason to want to go and get that. But yeah, not really something that I probably get myself, but it's definitely something that's going to be purchased a lot by folks. It's a cool little popcorn bucket. Sorry guys, I'm just trying to delay a little bit so me and Sean can discuss together some of the other things, and it looks like he might be coming back here, so we'll let him get his headphones on and unmute himself.
What up?
Looks like he's ready to go. So you've had enough of my rambling on. So just to catch Sean up, we've talked about the new Star Tours stuff, the new gate testing, and a new bird bucket.
Oh, nice.
After Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
Yep.
So now maybe you know, there's two different articles that I read on the name of this bird. One is spelled as C-H-U-U-B-Y. And one is spelled C-H-U-B-B-Y. So I don't know if it's Chubby or Chubby.
Maybe, I don't know. Bird from Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. Yeah, I don't know. I saw that there was Chubby. In fact, if we go to disney.fandom.com, just like a Disney wiki, they're saying it's the two U's.
Okay.
Chubby. Yeah.
I have to imagine that's pronounced Chubby.
That would be my guess.
I think it's a cool bucket, but like I was just saying to everybody, I don't know if it's something I would get, but that may be because I've not ridden the attraction. Is there more of a draw for you because you've ridden that attraction?
I just like the look of the bird.
It's cool, but it's not something I'm going to like rush.
All I remember is that he's at the end.
Yeah.
But I was reading this, and it says, it's just according to Disney.fandom.com, the Disney wiki for Chubby, under the development history section, they don't have any notes, any footnotes for this, but they do claim that Chubby was an original character created for the attraction. According to Disney Imagineer Kevin Rafferty, Chubby was originally intended to be named Chubby, but there was a typo during one of the development meetings, and they all found the name Chubby much more endearing.
Okay, I like that.
The three baby birds hatched from the eggs in the train barn loop are named the Chubettes. There you go. There you are.
Yeah,
so,
think you wanted to add on Star Tours or the gate testing?
Probably not. I mean, Star Tours, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Mainly for The Mandalorian, obviously. And
I'm
Grogu.
Almost more excited for like Ahsoka stuff because I loved that series.
I haven't watched any of it.
Oh, you need to.
Like at all. So,
you really should. And I've only watched a couple episodes of Andor, so I don't really have a lot of tie with that. But
I just remember him from Rogue One.
Awesome. Yeah.
And I liked Rogue One.
Which Andor's basically like a prequel to the prequel.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you mention the season of the Force returning?
I only mentioned the Star Tours changes because that's... I did not dig into the articles. I just read the headlines and went with it.
Yeah. Season of the Force is coming back.
I don't think anybody's surprised by that.
April 5th through June 2nd. Obviously, there's going to be merch, food, blah, blah, blah. Hyperspace Mountain's coming back. Boo. And I don't know. Regular
Don't
Star
get me
Tours is
wrong.
so much
I
better.
love regular Space Mountain.
I mean, so, yeah, regular Space Mountain. What am I
But
talking
I
about?
love Hyperspace Mountain too.
But yeah, like looking at the information on Season of the Force, they don't give a lot of details about what the offerings are, but it says limited time novelties. And it has a picture of what appears to be a popcorn bucket. And it's Grogu holding his little cup.
Okay, that's cool. I'm
with
gonna
the
have to
frog
look that
in
up.
it.
See, I should have looked deeper in the article. I'm just skimming things.
But like,
you guys are
it
never gonna trust
looks
me
cool.
again to do an episode by myself because Sean leaves for 5 minutes and I skip things.
Yeah. Had the kids all in bed, all nice and cozy and asleep. And then one of them comes crying to me. But she's asleep on a recliner right now. I told her I'd be back. So she is up there sleeping away. But anyway,
it
did you
almost
see the
looks like
popcorn
it's a
bucket?
sipper.
You think it's a sipper?
I don't. Is that like a fragment of straw above the top of its head?
Above the top. I closed out of it. Let me go back here and see what the crap you're even talking about. But I just
I could be
noticed.
wrong. It could be like a strap or
Looked
like
like
a
his
little
head,
tab,
like,
but it
goes
looks like
back.
there's a straw.
Let's see. See, and I thought that was like the hinge to his head that
And
opens up.
like I said, that could be it. It just looked strawish to me.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
We'll find out. I'm sure they'll announce it. We'll find out for sure what it is.
But I want it. That's the only thing.
Yeah, regardless of whether it's a sipper or a popcorn bucket, I would want that. Like,
yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Still not a spirit jersey person, so I probably spirit jersey.
Yeah, I think the Jets are making you cut out, be
I'm sure
honest.
they are.
But I
Got
gotcha.
bad flights.
Not a fan of the spirit jerseys. I was looking for some when I was there last because I'm like,
yeah,
if I can find like a really good one, maybe I'll buy it. But I ended
there's
up
one that
buying
I
a
saw
hoodie
once.
instead.
Yeah, I had seen a purple one once that was like Haunted Mansion.
Yeah,
That
that
was
one
really
looked
pretty
pretty good.
cool. I could possibly see myself getting that one, but otherwise I'm just not a spirit jersey
Yeah.
person.
Yeah, I get it. There was another one I always wanted to get, but I could never find it in my size. And it wasn't from Disneyland. It was from Hot Topic, and it was for Duloc.
Oh, that's
It was a
funny.
Duloc spirit jersey.
Okay, I might have been able to get behind that just because of the mocking of.
And I really wanted it to wear to like Disneyland. I think
That
that'd be
would be
hilarious.
hilarious, especially to like Small World.
Yeah.
My kids love that
That
scene.
movie's so good. But yeah, so we talked Star Tours, new gate testing. It's just temporary. I assume
Yeah.
you talked about that, but
The gate testing?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I need to know this. Did you gather the same thing that I did from reading through that, that it is an unmanned gate?
Unmanned?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know about that.
The
I don't
way they
know.
made it sound is that it would automatically open after a guest scanned their pass
Yeah.
and took a photo.
I'm curious though, because I can't imagine that they would just not have people there.
That's what I wasn't quite sure of, if that was just like the interpretation I was
I could
taking on it.
see them like having somebody between a couple of them just to watch.
Yeah, I feel that, and I would agree with that. There has to be somebody somewhere like making sure that it's being used
Right.
right. But I feel like it's going to definitely cut down on some of the positions available?
Possibly.
Which, I don't know. It's the way the world's going.
Yeah.
More automation, less human.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't imagine that they're all going to be gone, but yeah. I could see that, where you just scan your ticket and go in.
Yeah.
But I could also see people trying to, like, sneak their kids in.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And we've already seen videos with manned gates of people sneaking in strollers. So.
Yeah, terrible. I'd be scared to leave the park.
Right. I'd be scared to even try and enter the park. That
yes, that as well. But,
I didn't want to leave
Bird Bucket.
Disneyland forward stuff and Avatar stuff for when you were here to discuss. So,
yes. So Disneyland forward, apparently the Anaheim Planning Commission, according to ABC7 in California, is set to vote. So Monday, March 11th, which was 2 days ago as this is being released, voting on the Disneyland expansion project proposal. Disney proposed about, I think it was $1.9 billion investment into the resort over the next 10 years. That would include $100 million investment in city streets, parks, and affordable housing for Anaheim.
Such thing as affordable housing in California.
Yeah, as affordable as it can, I guess.
Yes. Moving here.
But yeah, says if the commission gives the green light, the Anaheim City Council will still need to approve the project at a meeting next month.
We
doesn't
all
say
know
much
how
more.
The Anaheim City Council feels about Disneyland.
I did read another article. I can't remember who it was. It was another news. I think it was CBS something in Southern California. And they had a quote from one of the Disney folks that said that we have so many more stories to tell via attractions. We have yet to see Coco. I think they were just talking about Disneyland because they said Frozen, Zootopia. So, you know, I'm guessing that they're wanting to do stuff like that in the new areas.
Villains
talking about converting
Park.
Some of the parking
Villains
into like
Park.
Multi-level parking so that they don't need as much space for parking and can use that space for attractions and stuff.
That would
so
be good.
Feels like we're getting a bit closer to that. Speaking of like park development and whatnot, I was reading on micechat.com that they're having an Imagineering shakeup, which is interesting. It says the current president of WDI, Barbara Boozer, is departing the company, which will leave Bruce Vaughn, chief creative officer in charge of Disney's soon to expand portfolio of Imagineering projects. So, apparently her nickname from some of the people in Imagineering was Ma IKEA. So she wasn't like super creative. It's just like, basically, I know how to build things. I know how to like, I don't know, but it wasn't really like creative. It was just more of, let's do this, more technical based stuff rather than a creative approach. So Bruce Vaughn was brought back not too long ago, and apparently he's going to be in charge over there in her spot. And apparently, and I thought this was weird, there was a deal book summit back in November where Iger said creators lost sight of what their number one objective needed to be, We have to entertain first. It's not about messages. You
Amen
think?
To that.
He said, we have entertained with values and with having positive impact on the world in many different ways. Black Panther is a great example of that. I like being able to entertain if you can infuse it with positive messages and have a good impact on the world. Fantastic. But that should not be the objective. When I came back, what I really tried to do is return to our roots. And I was like,
okay. Thank you, Bob.
Okay, finally, like, what's going on? So that was awesome to hear. But I think it seems like everybody's pretty positive that Bruce Vaughn is going to put the creative stuff back in place at WDI instead of just the, I don't know, not creative direction. So I'm excited. I hope it's got a good impact. Because I agree. Let's just tell good stories.
Yes.
Not worry
original
about
stories.
Stupid messaging. But Avatar Land is another thing that was brought up in the news since last week, because on a call of sorts, Bob Iger, Morgan Stanley Technology Conference, said Avatar themed land instead of experience, like he has said in the past. So everybody's all like, it's going to be a full land. We'll see. Maybe he misspoke. I don't know. I think are reading too much into it. But MiceChat was guessing a couple areas where an Avatar land could fit in. So their first one was Grizzly Airfield. I don't know.
Don't do it.
That's what I'm saying. They're saying one of the few areas of Disney California Adventure that doesn't have a tie-in with any Disney characters or IP.
Don't care.
While it may seem like too small of a space, it's probably more than enough room for Disney to put an Avatar e-ticket ride, a shop, and a restaurant. Man, I hope not. That would probably eat up Soarin', right?
Yeah.
Be my guess. There we go. The other place, they said Hollywood Studios in Hollywood Land. I don't know.
I can see that more than Grizzly Peak, but I still don't like that.
The sad part would be monsters would be gone.
Oh, yeah. That's the only area that they could do it in there. So,
yeah.
Taking that soundstage that they used to do Millionaire at and the show building for monsters.
Yeah.
And I don't think that that's smart to sacrifice monsters for Avatar.
Yeah, that space is huge though, and it's
right.
There's nothing really going on over
and
there.
Maybe it's just because I don't like Avatar. I don't want anything to do with Avatar. I want to stay in Disney World because I don't want it here, but it sounds like it's going to happen. And
yeah,
I'm just hoping that they hold it off for Third Gate because I don't like either of those ideas.
Yeah. I would do it if I knew that they would make a better monsters attraction somewhere else. Somehow connect it to Pixar Pier and give us a monsters attraction.
Ooh, where do you put it?
I don't know. I don't know.
You might have to look at an overhead and see if there's space somewhere back there, but
it would be nice.
At the moment, I don't know where you put it.
You can do a good monsters attraction. I get it. Like, it's a popular ride, but it's also not like a crazy ride.
Right.
But maybe they could just pick it up and move it somewhere. I don't know. But the other spot that they're thinking is possibly the Motorboat Cruise and Autopia area.
No.
The old Motorboat Cruise Lagoon.
No.
In Autopia. I hate when people say Autotopia. And here I am saying Autotopia.
Jeez.
like a chump. But I like the idea of doing something with that area.
Not that.
But I don't want it to be Avatar. I don't want Avatar to be in Disneyland proper at all.
Like, I know I want, people are going to say I'm crazy, but I didn't even want Star Wars to be in
I
Disneyland
didn't either.
Proper.
Yeah.
And I love that area.
It's awesome. And they did a good job concealing it from the rest of Disneyland. So
True.
It's not like you could walk around and not even like know it's there other
right.
than like if you go through the tunnel.
Right.
But yeah, I don't like that idea at all. It is a bunch of wasted space, I feel like. But let's do something else.
Right.
But yeah, those are the areas that they are thinking at Mice Chat. So interesting. Interesting perspective there.
I don't want any of it.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm not an Avatar person.
Me
in fact, I told somebody today at my job that I didn't like Avatar. I am always happy to say I don't like Avatar. It was a horrible movie. Cool visuals. That's about it.
Yep.
So
I would agree.
But yeah, that's it. That's all we got. So anything else you wanted to add?
I think everything I was thinking about adding, I added while you were away, mostly just talking about FanX update with LeVar Burton being announced. And
LeVar Burton.
Other than that, really not a whole lot.
Reading Rainbow Guy?
Yep. Slash the guy with the weird eye thing on Next Generation.
That's true. Yeah.
I couldn't remember if he had a Disney tie or not, though.
I don't know. I don't know if he does.
I couldn't think of anything off the top of my head, but that doesn't mean that there isn't one. So I guess we'll have to find out one of these days if there's any kind of Disney ties.
Yeah. I'm sure in some way he's tied to Disney, whether I don't even know what network. I guess
he did a voice for Miles from Tomorrowland.
There you go.
There it is.
Bada bing, bada boom. So, all right. Well, I guess that's it. So, you probably didn't bring this up. Maybe you did.
Not.
March Madness on Instagram.
Yeah.
Going strong. There were some really, really close matches last week, I must say. And so I would highly recommend getting yourself on there, making sure the ride that you like better gets picked, moves forward. We had our first round, we had Disneyland round one. We had Big Thunder Mountain versus Space Mountain. Big Thunder moved on, believe it or not. I was actually surprised, to be honest. Then we had Runaway Railway versus Peter Pan. Runaway Railway beat out Peter Pan.
Oh, wow.
Matterhorn Bobsleds versus Pirates of the Caribbean. Pirates beat out Matterhorn.
Shocker.
By a long shot. Jungle Cruise versus Rise of the Resistance. Rise took that one by a long shot. The really close one was Alice in Wonderland versus the Disneyland Railroad. And Disneyland Railroad won by,
oh my gosh,
by 4%.
Sean Rapier's going to be pissed.
You know, he should have voted.
Maybe he did, and it just wasn't enough.
Haunted Mansion versus Small World. Haunted Mansion beat that really good. Tiki Room versus Toads. Tiki Room beat it out by 20%. That was a pretty close race. And then we had Star Tours. Yeah, Star Tours versus Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones beat it 92% to 8%.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Goodness.
I know. I was like, dang.
That's a pretty sound beating.
That was a good beating, yes. California Adventure round one, Junkyard Jamboree versus Little Mermaid. Little Mermaid won by only 6%.
Really?
Super close.
Wow.
Super close. We had Soarin' versus Mickey's PhilharMagic. Soarin' beat that out a lot.
It had to have been 100.
Goofy Sky School versus Guardians of the Galaxy. Guardians won by a lot.
Had to be 100.
What was that? No.
Both of those last two had to be 100.
Oh, no. Soarin' won 88 to 12%.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Goofy's Sky School lost 14% to 86%.
I can't believe there were that many that said either of those.
I know. I know. And then we had, oops, lost my place here. We had Web Slingers versus Grizzly River Run. Less than like a percentage between the two.
Wow.
Grizzly River Run took it. Pixar Pal Around versus Monsters, Inc. Monsters, Inc. won 69 to 31. We had Radiator Springs Racers versus Inside Out, Emotional Whirlwind. 90 to 10% Radiator Springs.
I can't believe
Springs.
It even got votes.
I know. I know. All right. Silly Symphony Swings versus Incredicoaster. Incredicoaster won 100%
of
the
vote.
Oh, there we go. Like, out of all the matchups, that's the one I didn't expect to be 100
right.
to zero. And then Toy Story Midway Mania versus Luigi's Rollickin' Roadsters.
That one was actually hard for me.
Midway won 87% to 13%.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me, but that one was actually hard for me because I do enjoy Luigi's.
Yeah. We've got round two going on right now.
There were some hard ones for Disney.
Yeah.
Hard matchups for round two.
Yeah, as of Monday, March 11th, 3/11 day, we've got round two going for Disneyland. This will be over before this releases, but you may be able to catch California Adventure round two. But Disneyland round two, we've got Big Thunder Mountain versus Runaway Railway. Two trains.
I cast my vote.
So, yeah. I don't know if I should say, I guess I can say right now where it's at. 64 to 36, Big Thunder. It's pretty close. Pirates of the Caribbean versus Rise of the Resistance.
See,
Pirates is winning 57 to 43.
So
still
tight.
Super close. We've got Disneyland Railroad versus the Haunted Mansion. Haunted Mansion's winning 79 to 21 so far. And then Tiki Room versus Indiana Jones. That is also 79 to 21% going to Indiana Jones currently. So your votes can make a difference, folks. Get on there. Get voting. We might finish that this week. So
the whole thing?
Maybe. Unless I just do a round per week.
Yeah.
I guess I could do that.
It's up to you. You're running it.
We'll see. We'll see.
I just get to participate, which is my favorite.
Yep. Yep. It's good times. Good times. So go vote. Tell your friends to vote. Tell your family to vote for whatever ride you want to win.
Tell your kids. Tell your wives.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Hide your kids. Hide your wife.
No, tell your kids. Tell your wife.
Yeah, that's true. Good. All right.
Hide
well.
Them. Make them vote.
Yeah. And then hide them.
Yes.
Kidding. But yeah, that's it for this week. So thank you guys for listening. Again, if you haven't joined us on social media, go to Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. That March Madness is going on our Instagram right now. So that's where you want to be. Also, if you like the show, again, please share it. I assume Brian said all this. So again, please share it with those that might also enjoy it. Subscribe and leave us a nice 5-star review on the following platforms.
Once again, that will be Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Player FM, TuneIn, Google Play, Amazon Music, Audible, Spotify, and Reason.
And that is it. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's Word on the Main Street. Please join us every week, every Wednesday. Excuse me. this is a rough ending. Please join us. Huh? Oh, yeah. This dragon fruit flavored water.
Yeah.
From Walmart.
Right.
I'm serious. It's good. Powerful. I don't know stuff. If you've tried. Have you
dragon
tried this?
Dragon fruit one's good.
I do the one with energy.
Yeah.
Don't know why I'm drinking it this late at night, but. Right.
If you want a good one, you need to get the peach mango energy.
I haven't had that, but I do like they have a sugar-free melon flavored.
That one's good.
It's not energized, but
yeah, it's good. Mango makes the energy peach mango with a non-energy strawberry mango.
That'd be good. Could be way good.
I've only had that combination a couple times, but she loves it.
Can't go wrong with mango.
No, you can't.
And energy. But anyway, please join us every week, every Wednesday, to hear the new Word on the Main Street. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.